I love seeing what's happening on Wednesday nights. I hope you guys are blessed by this series we've been doing called Inspired. Be honest with me now. Do y'all find it worth it to be here on Wednesday nights? Does it help you in the middle of your week? All right. Well, I love being here with you. And like Marcia said, I love just being in the presence of God on a Wednesday night. Somebody say, I love my life. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him, I love my life. Some of you are like, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life.
No, really.
You got to convince yourself. What do you think David meant when he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul? He said, David, you're going to love your life right now, whether you like it or not. And if you're not lying, you're just prophesying, remember. But we're talking about living an inspired life, how to live a life you love. And to inspire means to fill someone with confidence and a desire to do something. God gave you his best because he wants you to be your best every single day. And so tonight we're going to talk about something really unique. I've invited Marcia to come and help me. And this is something I've never shared. But tonight we want to show you one of the quickest ways to improve every area of your life right now. Glenn, it won't cost anybody a penny. It doesn't even take you that long to do what we're going to talk about, and you're going to feel the influence of it immediately. John came in today, and I'm going to tell on him. He's like white as a ghost right now. He said, I was having a really sorry day. I had a pretty bad attitude. And he said, I was having a worst day of my life. Let me rephrase that. He said, I felt better just from reading the notes. There you go. Y'all give it up for Minister Wild tonight. And so I think it's going to make you feel better too, and it's something we're going to do before we leave. Please make sure you brought a pen with you. Do I have any ushers in the room tonight? And any ushers? Brother Dave, if you guys could come down. I've got several pens here. If you don't have a pen tonight, would you just raise your hand? It's your lucky night. We're going to bless you with a Victory Church pen. Ooh. So somebody say, I'm blessed. There are a pile of them right here. Thank you, Brother Dave. Y'all give it up for these good-looking men in blue helping us out tonight. Praise God. Here we go.
So we're going to talk about developing the attitude of gratitude, the perfect subject for this time of year, especially with Thanksgiving being next week. And in Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Now, how many of you know that's pretty tough to do?
Yes.
In everything. That means when things are going bad, you're supposed to be giving thanks, and when things are going good. And it goes on to say, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If we're going to love our life, we must take time to enjoy the good things that God has given to us.
Say that again.
That if we're going to love our life, we must take time to enjoy the good things God has given us.
It's essential.
In James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. You know, we're all guilty from time to time of running right past them, overlooking the good things and unappreciating things. Sometimes we're so focused on what's wrong, we forget about what's right and we forget about what's good. We look at the glass half empty instead of half full.
Yeah, and I don't want to engage bobblehead mode tonight. Smile and nod. I want you to hear what's being said and engage us. How many of you can say right now, sometimes that happens to me, life just gets so busy and life gets so full that I overlook my blessings and I don't take enough time to really stop, focus on them, and say thank you to God or to others for those. How many can say that tonight?
That's absolutely.
All of us here are guilty of that. Okay, so we are in the right room. We're all on the same page. On that one. I love the way David said it. He said it like this. He said in Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, listen, he's talking to himself. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. We've been talking about relationships. I thought about this today, babe. The most important relationship I can develop on earth is my relationship with myself. Did you get that? You got to love yourself. We talked about that last week. I told you got to be your own biggest cheerleader. Some of y'all don't look at me the same. Every time you looked in a mirror this week, you're like, hey, Pastor Josh said it was okay. You're good looking. You got to be your own biggest fan. And I got my second biggest fan standing right here beside me. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, everything inside me. Bless his holy name. Sometimes you got to stir yourself up. You got to shake yourself up. Come on, somebody say, stir yourself up.
Stir yourself up.
Look at your neighbor and tell them, shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. But watch this. And forget not all his benefits. Don't forget about his benefits. Well, why would David say that to himself unless he was prone to forgetting? We, Pam, are prone to forgetting just how good we've got it. He said, forget not all his benefits. Now, that tells me there is a package that comes with walking with Jesus, a benefits package. And the Bible says in verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I don't know about y'all, but that's great news. So he takes a minute and he starts recounting what those benefits are. I'm going to give thanks to God for forgiving me of my sins. I'm going to give thanks to God for healing me. I'm going to give thanks to God that he's the one who gives me strength. I'm going to give thanks to God that he has protected me from destruction. I'm going to give thanks to God that he has crowned me with his love and with his mercy. I'm going to give thanks to God that he's my portion, Jeff, and I am satisfied with him. The world can go to hell in a handbasket, but if I got Jesus in my heart, I got everything I need to succeed. Can you say amen?
Amen. I love how the word says he daily loads us with benefits. So every single day we benefit from the Lord. And people who regularly practice gratitude by taking time to see and think on the good things in their life, they experience happiness more often. How many want to be happy more often?
Yes.
You feel more alive. You sleep better. That sounds pretty good. They express more compassion and kindness, and we definitely need more of that in this world. And they even have stronger immune systems. Now, that's pretty powerful.
So what's that that cold medicine that they say you can take before you feel it coming on, like if you go on an airplane or something?
Zycam or
something
airborne?
Like that, or yeah. That's the one that you swab inside your nostril. But I was talking about that other one. Airborne, that's what it is. Gratitude is more powerful than airborne. So let's talk about this. I want to talk to you about tonight some of the undeniable benefits of gratitude. And these come from the world, okay? That might shock you. It's going to blow your mind when what the world finally thinks catches up to what the Bible said millennia ago. And so we're going to take a look at what the world says, Wendy, about gratitude and how it affects and influences our life. Are you ready? Here's the first one right here. Number one, gratitude improves our relationships. Nobody likes to be around somebody who's entitled. One thing I've made a habit of doing, we've been together 18 years. She's been cooking for me a long time. But there's never a meal she cooks that I don't get up from the table and say, thank you, babe. And normally make a comment on it. But my point is that we don't ever want to be entitled. Just gratitude improves relationships. Just saying thank you, that's just good manners, but I think it's something that's been lost a lot of the times. It's something that's overlooked and yet still powerful. They did a study in 2014 that was published in the Emotion magazine, and the study found that thanking a new acquaintance, somebody you're just getting to know, it makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship with you. Whether you're thanking a stranger for holding the door open, or it's somebody you work with that's helped you on a project, or whatever it might be, acknowledging other people's contributions can lead to new opportunities, and that's really, really powerful for us to grab a hold of.
Absolutely, and I'm really thankful that you kept your beard.
Why?
I just really like it. You said to say thank you to people.
I grew a beard and we got Zoe.
And give them their contributions. And you contribute. So I'm thankful that you kept your beard and
it
you have a cool hairdo.
It contributes to your happiness.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thanks.
Gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. You know, grateful people are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner, even when others behave less kind.
Yeah.
According to a 2012 study by the University of Kentucky, they act more kind. And study participants who ranked higher on gratitude scales were less likely to retaliate against others, even when given negative feedback.
Yeah, develop that thought for a second. So what you're telling me is people who are grateful, when somebody says something negative about you, your first response isn't lashing out back at them.
That's crazy.
I mean, how many of y'all could use some of that? Just by saying thank you and expressing gratitude, it does that.
They also experience more sensitivity and empathy toward other people and a decreased desire to seek revenge.
You need to give thanks more often.
What? Man, I take all that back.
All right.
Not thankful for the beard anymore.
Gratitude, you know you are. Gratitude improves self-esteem. All right, how you see yourself, it improves self-esteem. Remember, we talked about this last week. Nine out of 10 people. That means somebody on your road does not like the way they look. They do not like themselves.
Are we asking?
No.
Do you like yourself? Do you like, just kidding.
A 2014 study, yes, they do. After last week, we got free from that. They're their own biggest fan. A 2014 study published in the Journal of Applied Sport Psychology, for you, Dr. Sarah, found that gratitude increased athletes' self-esteem. Gratitude increased athletes' self-esteem, which is an essential component to optimal performance. So in other words, when they think good of themselves, that's essential to performing well. Well, that's the same with us. But giving thanks and being a grateful person led to greater self-esteem, which led to greater performance. Which means if I'm thankful, I feel better about myself. I feel better about my life. I'm inspired. I love my life. And then I live a better life. And you see how it trickles down. Other studies have shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons. How many of you have ever fallen into the comparison trap where you look at... Wait a minute. How many of you don't have Facebook?
I don't. Okay.
So a few of us. For everybody else who does, you do this all the time, whether you realize it or not. You fall into that comparison trap where you're looking at everybody else's highlight reel and all of a sudden you start feeling bad about yourself. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You start looking at somebody else's life and you're like, oh man, they got it so much better than me. Their husband is so much better looking than mine. Or whatever it might be. I don't have a husband. Just clarifying. I guess that would have been me if I was a woman saying that. Let's mosey out of that one real quick. But others, they have shown that gratitude reduces social comparison. In other words, looking at other people and comparing yourself. Well, the Bible says if you compare yourself to others, you're not wise. What does that make you? It makes you foolish. Amen? And so gratitude, it prevents us from doing that. Rather than becoming resentful toward other people who have more money or better jobs, which is a major factor in reduced self-esteem, grateful people, actually our young generation is having a really hard time with this in social media. Grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments. And that's huge. They're able to look at somebody else and say, I'm celebrating you. Why? Because they're secure in who they are. They feel good about who they are. They're grateful for what they've got. It releases them to celebrate somebody else.
That's so good. And number two, gratitude improves mental health.
It's a good one.
The hypothalamus is the part of our brain that regulates a number of our bodily function, including our appetites, our sleep, our temperature, our metabolism, and our growth. A 2009 National Institute of Health study showed that our hypothalamus is activated when we feel gratitude. Can you believe that? Or display acts of kindness.
Huh.
This research on gratitude means that although it might be super hard to believe, but we literally can't function without grace.
Well, that shouldn't be shocking for a believer because we know that in Him we live and move have our being. We're saved by grace. There is life in His grace. Can you say amen? Are you thankful for grace tonight?
Yes.
Come on, would you let God know if you appreciate His grace? I like to say it like this. Grace is life fuel. Most of us have just thought grace was the power to be forgiven, but it is not. It goes so much farther than that. And so here's what that leads to when you talk about gratitude and mental health. The fact that they say gratitude is addictive. Somebody say addictive.
Addictive.
Gratitude is addictive. Acts of kindness and feelings of gratitude flood our brains with a chemical called dopamine. Somebody say dopamine. When we are truly grateful for something or someone, our brain rewards us by giving us that shot of dopamine, and it is a natural high. Because this feeling is so good, it then motivates us to feel it again and become more inclined to give thanks and also to do good for others. Isn't it amazing how God wired us? I mean, that's incredible. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions,
ranging from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Robert A. Emmons, PhD, a leading gratitude researcher, his research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and it reduces anxiety and depression. That's powerful.
That is. Number three, gratitude decreases pain levels. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people, according to a 2012 study.
That's why some of them roll out of bed shouting, "Praise the Lord!"
That's right.
Because it's all hurting. If you got a joint, you're feeling it. Number four, gratitude leads to better sleep. Somebody say better sleep.
Better sleep.
Numerous scientific studies and research on gratitude have all yielded the same results. Three things. Gratitude increases the quality of our sleep. It decreases the time it takes to fall asleep. And it lengthens the duration of our sleep. That means it increases quality and quantity and saves you time because you fall asleep faster. Sleep is connected to so many of our bodily functions. Enough sleep can remedy anxiety, depression, pain, and stress. It also boosts our immune system like you were talking about.
Gratitude is so important. And number five, gratitude relieves stress. How many of you need some relief from stress? In a 2007, they did a study where the patients with hypertension were made to count their blessings once a week. Results showed a significant decrease in their systolic blood pressure. This gratitude research also discovered that writing in a gratitude journal often can reduce blood pressure. In a different research study on gratitude, subjects were made to cultivate appreciation. 23% showed a decrease in cortisol, the most prominent stress hormone.
Wow.
And that's like the hormone that makes you a little extra heavy, too.
Yeah.
So I need to be a little more thankful so I can get rid of some of this extra, right? That'll make you give you a reason to be thankful. You're going to get skinny this week. Awesome.
You're giving thanks to the oldies.
Yes, I thank you for everything. Am I skinny yet? And then even more impressive is that 80% of participants showed changes in heart rate. That's crazy, which was the direct result of reduced stress levels, all because of gratitude.
So their heart rate came down and their blood pressure began to normalize because they were doing something God commands us to do over and over and over, Brother Mike, in His Word. Can you see that there is life in the Word?
Yes.
That when you work the Word works, amen?
That's right.
I love that. It's like I feel like the Billy Mays on the commercials where he's selling something else. But wait, there's more. Here it is, number six. Here's some more. Gratitude makes us more resilient. Somebody say resilient.
Resilient.
Okay, resilient means the ability to come back after you've taken a hit, a blow, a trauma. Something has really devastated your life, Brother David, and you have the ability to come back from that faster. Athletes understand that when they tear their muscles down, the faster they can come back from that, the quicker they can get back in the game. If they don't heal from that and they go back out, they continue to tear it down lower until they tear the muscle tissue down and the fibers down and down and down until there's nothing left and it creates serious damage. Resiliency gives me the power to bounce back. Somebody say bounce back.
Bounce back.
Okay, so this is talking about bounce back power from being grateful. Subjects who were grateful were faster in their recoveries after something traumatic than those who weren't. For years, research has shown that gratitude not only reduces stress, but it also plays a major role in overcoming trauma. Somebody say trauma.
Trauma.
A 2006 study published in Behavior Research and Therapy found that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of PTSD. A 2003 study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that gratitude was a major contributor to resilience following the terrorist attacks on 9/11. Now, that is so powerful in showing us how important it is to bounce back whenever we all go. Just by a show of hands, how many of you have been through some hard stuff in life? I don't think anybody gets out without some scars on you. Fair enough? Jesus promised it's going to be that way. But the reality is that when we give gratitude, we can bounce back from that thing faster.
It's like those punching bags that kids have with the sand in the bottom. When you punch them, they come right back up.
I had one of them.
You're resilient like that, all because of an attitude of gratitude. And number seven, gratitude increases energy and vitality. Gratitude makes us stronger.
Yeah.
It gives us a stronger immune system thanks to sleep. It gives us healthier hearts due to less stress. Being thankful makes us more optimistic. It gives us higher energy levels. We're more relaxed, we're more happy, and we're more healthier. Being grateful has the potential to lengthen our lifespan. This is undisputable evidence that gratitude benefits our body, it benefits our mind, and our soul.
Yeah. So now that we've sold you on it, how many of y'all are ready to get grateful? Right? Okay. Do you see, though, how powerful it is? Now, that's just the world saying how powerful, Jason, that gratitude is. So let's talk about this. Psalm 118, verse 1, here's what it says. Oh, give thanks. Somebody say, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Do me a favor. I'm going to count to three, and when I do, I want us all to read that entire verse together. One, two, three. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let's do it one more time. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. One last time. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now, I want Marcia to read it to you out of two other translations so that you can have a little bit more light on what this verse says to us.
In the New Living Translation, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. And I love how it says it in the Message Bible. Thank God because he's good, because his love never quits. Aren't you thankful that his love never quit, never gave up on you?
Yeah, so that was actually the anthem of the entire Old Testament. As the children of Israel would march into battle, this is what they were shouting. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, Lord. His mercy endures forever. And so there was a lot of power in this statement. It was just something that they lived all the time. But I want to go back, if we could, Megan, to the New King James Version of Psalm 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And I want to break that verse down. Somebody say, give. Okay, the act of giving something. And then somebody say, thanks.
Thanks.
When somebody gives you something, what do you do? You say, thank you. Give thanks to who? To who?
The Lord.
To the Lord. How many of you are believers here today? Okay, so Jesus is Lord. Come on, everybody say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is
Let's
Lord.
Say it again. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is
One
Lord.
More time real loud. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Okay, for he is what? He is what?
Good.
He is what?
Good.
Okay, say he is good.
He is good.
Come on, say he is good. One more time, real loud. He is good.
He is good.
Okay, sometimes we need to tell ourselves that. So let's add that together. Give, thank, God is good. Thank God for his goodness.
Absolutely.
Just take a second and break that down. Thank God for his goodness. That's what gratitude is all about. Here's why. When I do this, it strengthens the belief on the inside of me that my God is good. Because sometimes it's easy to feel like when life is not going our way, that God has forgotten us in the dark moments. I know every person in here, no matter how spiritual we want to act, we begin to doubt God's goodness and doubt his love in those times when we hit rock bottom and we say, God, where are you? And so we need to be reminded of this constantly, not just when we're on the mountaintop, but especially when we're in the valley. He's not just good to my neighbor, he's good to me.
Amen.
We all believe he'll be good to somebody else, Chris,
right.
But we got to believe he'll be good to me. I got to look in the mirror and say, God is good to me. God is good to me. Come on, lay your right hand over your heart and say, God is good to me.
God is good to me.
Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him God is good to you.
God is good
Don't
to
lay
me.
Your hand on their heart. That's just creepy. Like I didn't know what to do with my left one. It was free. It helps me increase my awareness of God's hand in my life, which I think is the biggest thing. We've got to become more aware of recognizing the little God winks when God does things in our life. And we're looking for, again, the wind or the fire or the earthquake instead of listening for the whispers and God saying, I love you.
That's so true. So basically, gratitude comes by doing three things. Number one, see the good. You've got to look around, see the good, focus on the good, and focus on what's right and not what's bad and not good. Number two, think. Think about the good. You need to meditate on these things. And third and lastly, you need to thank him. You need to thank him verbally, out loud.
Yeah, I found that fascinating that even the statistics we talked about tonight, the world says that you need to do this out loud. When you give thanks for something or when you show gratitude for something, you need to say it aloud with your mouth, because here's what happens: out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you open your mouth and begin to speak, it comes out of your heart, leaves your lips, comes back through your ears. Your mind has to process it, and then it percolates back down, kind of like coffee does, Chris, into our hearts. And I think that's pretty cool. So when we say something out loud, it's very therapeutic. It's very healing. And so what I want you to do is I want you to take your sheet tonight, your note sheet, and I want you to flip it over on the back. And here's a worksheet. I've asked the worship team to come, and they're going to lay down some beautiful instrumental music for you in just a moment here, so you can have a few minutes to just think about this. I want to do this before we leave. I told you that this semester would be more like a class, where there's going to be nights where I want you to really stretch you and for you to take time to engage in the process and not just activate bobblehead mode, but take a minute to do this. And so let's walk through this sheet. There are five areas of our lives that we can look at to give God thanks. And the first one is his presence, and you can read through that. I want you to think about what God's done in your life. Has God saved you? How many of you are saved tonight? Just wave at me. Okay, so we all know that he saved us from sin, but what else did God save you from? That's a great place to start. How many of you have ever been healed? Anybody here been healed? How about physically healed? Emotionally healed? How about relationally healed? Mentally healed? Write down those things. What did God heal you from? How about blessed? Anybody blessed here tonight? Are y'all blessed? Are y'all blessed? You know, I can't get satisfied when I ask this. It's like I just get stuck on, are you blessed? Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Are you really blessed? I don't see any molars yet. I said, are you really blessed? Why are you blessed? To be a blessing. But where has God blessed you? What has he blessed you with? Okay. So number one is presence. Number two, personal. Find your strengths. We talked about this last week. And when we shy away from talking about ourselves in a good way, that kind of tells us where we're at in the spectrum of self-esteem. It should be something normal to us and natural. I'm not talking about bragging about yourself or being arrogant. I'm talking about being confident. There's a difference. So write down some personal strength, the things you see good in your life. Number three, the people. Who's a blessing in your life? Who's a blessing in your life? Surely you got somebody that's a blessing to you. Write it down. And then I encourage you to write down with that, why are they a blessing to you? Why are you happy they're in your life? The fourth one is provision. What sources of increase has God blessed you with? Where is increase coming from in your life? The Bible says in Deuteronomy that the Lord has given you the power, somebody say power, to obtain wealth. So how has God empowered you to earn a living, to be blessed, and to bless others? And the fifth one is property. Somebody say property. We overlook this a lot because we're so afraid of being materialistic. But the reality is, God created the entire world for us. For us to enjoy. He gave us everything to enjoy it. He wanted us to have it. He gave it all to Adam and Eve. He gave it all to you. And so I want to encourage you to take a minute and just get thankful for what you do have and get your eyes off of what you don't. Come on, y'all get on your feet with me tonight. I hope this has blessed you and encouraged you and built you up. Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name tonight. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be in here. Father, we thank you for the power of gratitude. And I pray that for the next 10 days, we would just be inundated with thoughts of your goodness. Everywhere we look, we would see and find your goodness all around us every single day. And that glow would radiate to those around us. And they would know we've got a good God. God, you are good. And we give you thanks tonight. We declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Protect us as we go. Let your angels surround us, especially our bus tonight. Keep them safe as they travel. We apply the blood of Jesus over us, spirit, soul, and body. We declare that we will be prosperous just as our soul prospers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Come on, can we give Jesus the ovation of the night before we go? Praise God. Please bring a friend with you Sunday. We can't wait to see you then.